Dalit Tevis, Friday the 26th of December, Dr. Yossi Adler, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos.
Now, first of all, I'm grateful to the organizers for asking me to give the shiur today. And I think as a representative of the Sinai Beis HaMedrash, I also should welcome everybody here on behalf of Beis HaMedrash. Although this is a topic which we discussed in some forms in the previous shiurim, it actually struck me when I was preparing an article for this Omer Shabbos publication, how quickly one forgets. And even I'm unfortunately quite busy with these things on a fairly regular basis. Nevertheless, one forgets the protein. And I thought it was worthwhile, number one, going over some of these things, and number two, really today I want to focus on one particular question. And that is, to what extent should one try to mitigate the Nisa D'Oraisa when faced with a chola on Shabbos? We're talking here today only about cholish yesh bo sakana. We're not talking about minor illnesses. We're talking about illnesses, and we'll go in a bit more detail in practice what we're referring to. But in people who are cholish yesh bo sakana, that means there is some danger to life involved, and as we know, we'll see, we have to do anything on Shabbos for these cholim. To what extent should one try to mitigate the Issa D'Oraisa by using various techniques, which we'll see, so that to avoid being an Issa D'Oraisa? And that's a subject of an extremely interesting machlokas. Just to give a bit of background, the Shulchan Aruch brings, as we know, Mishi Yesh L'Choli Shal Sakona, Mitzvah L'Chal L'Lovah for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to M'Chal Shabbos for L'Choli Shesh B'Sakona, V'Hazoriz Harizeh Mishavach. Somebody who acts with zrizus, alacrity in doing this, is Mishavach. V'Hashoyel, somebody who asks questions, Harizeh Shefet Dom, and he's considered as being Shefet Dom. Instead of acting and doing what has to be done, he starts asking questions, he is a Shefet Dom. And that perhaps puts paid to making the normal disclaimer when one gives shiurim like this to say that we're not paskening lahalocha and you should always ask a shayla. In these cases, you often can't ask a shayla, and in fact the Shulchan Aruch says one mustn't ask a shayla, one has to act first and ask later. The Rambam brings down this halacha very clear. But the Rambam says, k'sha'osim dvarim ha'elu, when you do these things, ein osim lani zedgoyim, you don't use anybody else. Shalote kala Shabbos b'neim, so people shouldn't think that that this is kal in their eyes. Yisrael, it should be done through a gadol Yisrael. Gadol should be Yisrael. In other words, a normal person should do it himself, and he shouldn't get any goyim involved or anything else. That's mashma from the Rambam. And we know we learn it out, the Rambam goes on, because it says, V'chai bohem, the Gemara and Yuma's got various different derivations where we learn this halacha from, but the maskana is this, V'chai bohem, v'lo shuyamas bohem. Ha'lamadat v'shei mishpitei ha'torah nekoma ba'olam, el rachamim v'chesed v'sholem ba'olam. The laws of the Torah are to create chesed, sholem, and life, not chas v'sholem, to shorten life, as a result of keeping any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Says the Mishabura on that, Shulchan Aruch said before, Vashayel Harizeh Meguna, somebody starts asking questions, he's Harizeh Shefek Domin, he's made a mistake, he could end up causing a loss of life. The Mishabura says, Osa Ishu Mischaseit, somebody who thinks he's a chosid, V'yorei L'chalit Shabbos, he doesn't want to be Machal Shabbos, he is considered as he's Shefek Domin, because while he goes to ask questions, the person may have to die as a result of that. But he brings Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says, V'hanishal Harizeh Meguna, the person who questions are asked to is considered to be Meguna. In other words, the Rav, if somebody goes to Rav and asks him the Shaila about Hatzavos, Nefashos, and Shabbos, the Rav is considered as being Meguna because he didn't publicize. It was his responsibility. It's the responsibility of any Rav, or somebody who's responsible for a neighborhood, that people, everybody should know this halacha, and everybody should know what to do, so that they shouldn't be tempted to come and ask questions in an emergency situation. And that's another justification for going over these halachas, to be Yotzer, the Motzi, the Rabbonim, that people should know what to do in these situations. So that all seems very simple. The halacha is, you face with the Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, you do whatever necessary, and there doesn't seem to be much subject to discussion in this. So what's the problem? What have we got to spend another 25 minutes after this shiur for? The problem is that the Ramah throws a spanner in the works. The Rama says, the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, says, when you're machal Shabbos Kodesh Tzgona, you're mishtatel shaloi lachos al yidei in Yehudi, you don't do it through a goy, you don't do it through ketanim, noshim, you only do it through Yisraelim, gedolim, or b'nei klas. But the Rama says that's not quite so simple. Says the Rama, if you can use a shinui, and as we know, if you do a malacha with a shinui, that no longer is a nisid raisa, it becomes a nisid rabbanon. We'll talk in practice what that means later on. Then you should do a shinui in order to change it from being nisid raisa into nisid rabbanon. If you can do it through a goy, without any delay whatsoever, you should use a goy to do it. And says Rama v'chein noigim, that is the minute, that we rather, if we can avoid doing this advice, be a time, we should do it through a goy. But yeah, if there's any risk at all that the goy will delay in it, then Amas has said that he agrees you shouldn't do it by retaining the hoodie. But he does say that if you can do it through a goy, you should. So, as you see from this Ramah, there's two ways in which you could try and make a Chil Shabbos Deraisa into a Chil Shabbos Rabbanan. One is by using a shinui, and one is by using Amir al-Akum, by doing it through a goy instead of doing it oneself. And what should one do about this? And this, as we see, is Machlokes, Machaban, Ramah, certainly about goy, we'll see, and that's based on an earlier Machlokes Rishonim, in Tosfos and Moran. The Gemara in Yuma says, Oysen Varam Elidah Nochrim, V'loyalidei Nochrim, V'loyalidei Kusim, Elidei Deil Yisrael. That's how Machaban paskens, but you don't do it through a goy, you do it yourself. Tosfos says, "Afilo hecha de esher v'nochri." Even if it's perfectly possible to do it with a goy, and the goy is right there, he says you shouldn't do it because shemi yisatzel anochri v'lo yasi. He won't do it properly. And that's Tosfos Shitta. That's what Machaber said, and that's as we started off. That's the baseline that you do everything yourself. And don't use a goy. Says the Riyad from Beit Aram that says that when does that apply? He says that you don't do it through a goy. What's the Gemara mean when it says you shouldn't use a goy? That's only if there's any chashash that there will be any delay. But if hoyunim soim shom goyim, if a goy was standing there, was available or cotton, oitim al yodom, then you should do it through them. But ein machalan and deigel al yisrael, however eshel asas the dog of the heter, ein gomer lasas beis. So you've got the possibility of doing a beheter, then you shouldn't do a beis. So what it means that you don't go looking for a goy is you don't go running around trying to find a goy. But if there's a goy there and he's ready to do it and it's not going to cause any delay, then the shilf goyim brings the rails on the wrist and yuma that one should use a goy rather than doing it oneself. And that seems to be the machlokes. Should you lachatchila try and use a goy if it's available and will cause delay, or do you say no that you don't use a goy at all? And we'll see why in a few minutes. Coming back to shinui, the makor for using a shinui is a gemara in Shabbos. The gemara in Shabbos says that a child who's had a mila is certainly in matzav of sekhonos nefashos, but if you didn't have a bandage available to bandage him up. Then he says that they used to make bandages by moistening some kind, using some kind of herb which had to be ground up. So he says you should lowest the shin of the nose. You should do it with your teeth rather than doing it in the normal way. You should do it with your teeth. I don't know exactly what the hygienic ramifications of that are, but you should do it with your teeth. And if you have to bring it from outside, then you should tie it around his finger. And Tosfos says there that is in order to do it with shinui. So Tosfos seems to be quite happy in this case. Tosfos Loshen is Mekomok and Komoda Eshin Shnuya Meshaninan. Any time that we can use a shinui, one should make a shinui. So Tosfos, who was the one who said that you don't use a goy, does seem to say, nevertheless, if you can use a shinui without causing any delay, you should use a shinui. So just summarize where we are so far. It would seem that wherever possible, one should use a shinui. That seems to be Muskim, it's Broughton and Ron. Nobody seems to really argue that. The Machab doesn't mention it, but it doesn't say you don't do it. And that's based on that Tosfos. But whether or not to use a goy is a Machlokes HaRishonim, and we see that the Rama seems to Paskin like the Riyas, that one should rather use a goy. He says, V'chein Nogin, this is the minig to do it. That wherever possible, one should use a goy. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah, in this case, does not seem to pass him out with Rama. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein Nogin, this minig, which Ramon says we should do, is not the minig we're seeking. Says the Taz, Af sheyoch lasar edein Yehudi, even though you could do it through a goy without causing any delay, mekomo ha-Yisrael yezariz v'dolo yezer. A yid will act with more zeros, it's more reliable, and therefore you should not use a goy, even in a situation where it won't cause any material delay. Olechein, yesh afilu sofek hatzola, you don't know whether you're going to be successful, but yesh sakona bevira, there is a sakona here, chol ha-Zoriz ha-Riz ha-Mishubach ha-Mishubu himself, and in fact, that's what the Mishuburim is down, the Taz himself gives two reasons. One is, because the goy won't be mazaris, we're worried the goy won't do it with as much zeros. And number two, because people are standing around, might think, oh, why is he looking to look for a goy? And in a future case where there's much more danger and where the cause of the goy will cause a material delay, people will think you can only use a goy and it'll cause a problem in the future. And he says that you can possibly get round by any time you use a goy to announce to all the bystanders that obviously here we're getting goy to do because we know it's not going to cause a material delay. But if there was a yid around, if there was no goy around, we would obviously do it ourselves. But and so that problem you can get round, and maybe that's why the Mishnah doesn't bring that reason. But the other reason, which is that a goy, we know a yid will be mazaros, that he will do everything he can as quickly as possible. He won't delay. He won't. Whereas a goy will think of this as a job and he may not do it with the same amount of zeros, and therefore, says the Taz, we should not use a goy even if it's available, and that's not like what the Ramah says. Ramah says, v'chein ogin, use a goy, says the Taz, that's not the situation. The Chayod, and this machlokes goes down throughout the Shittas, the Chayodim passes like the Ramah. Says quite clearly, if you could do it, below tichu, below ich, alidei shinu, alidei alcheinu, alidei nochri, even using a goy, one should do it. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan cries out very strongly against this. It says, Ech es shalomei kein, how can you say such a thing? The Gemara says, Beferish, but you do it through a yid, because a yid will be Mazaris Yosa. It says, Hu dova teima, that the Ramah should say such a thing, that we should use a goy, which goes against the, it seems to go against the Gemara, seems to go against the Rambam, and therefore he says, for sure, one should not use a goy, one should use a yid, because a yid will be Mazaris Yosa. The Sheit HaLevi, Rav Vontanen, brings down an interesting lashon. He says, he brings down the different shittas, brings down the Ramah, and he says, HaMinig is for us for Ramah. The Minig is like the Svar of the Ramah, like the Ramah says, L'chein Nogin. Afa pi shahalocha ikka kataz. So he says a strange statement. The halacha is like the Svar, but the minig is to follow the Ramah, which is to use a goy whenever possible. And I think it probably comes from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings exactly the same expression. He brings down the different shittas. He says, V'ikah kisfora rishona. The ikah is like the sfora rishona, which brings down, which is like the taz, that you shouldn't use a goy. For afapi kein ha-minig pepedinus e'ele kisfora achorena. The minig in these medinas is like the remise that you do use a goy. I will tell you shalom kein, but it's better not to be knowing like that. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, again, going back to Taz, and one shouldn't really know. But then he puts at the end, if you do want to do Aliday Goy, then you should make sure that you announce to all the bystanders that you're only doing it because in this situation it won't cause any delay. So that seems to be fairly straightforward, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Taz, he brings down the Taz without any dissent on it, so it seems to be passing like the Taz rather than the Ramah, which is that one should do everything Aliday Akum, Aliday Yisrael, because Yisrael would be Mizdaris Yosa. So, as just to summarize, we've got machlokas between the Ramah, it seems machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz as to what one should do, and we see that various different shittas follow all the way down, but we see the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both seem to say quite clearly that one should do it oneself because the Yid will be Mizdaris Yosa, and one shouldn't do it Aliday Akum, and we saw the Chayodam is Macholik with that. The problem is that there's a Mishnah Berurah in late on in Shinkoff, that's the cotton summer base. And that says that if somebody, you've got a Chedi Sheish Pesachon who's cold, and you need to, he needs heat, you need to heat him up, he says that's certainly considered as a Torah Chayla, and therefore it's Mut Ali Dei Yisrael to light a fire to keep him warm, because if he gets cold, it could be a Sakana for him. But he carries on, Stam Chaylem Sukun Huetel Sinah, but in Esh Ali Dei Nehudi, if it's possible to do it through a goy, you should do it through a goy. And this is the Mishnah Berurah who brought down the Taz, it seems fascinating that the Taz, you do everything on day throw. And here we've got the Mishnah Berurah himself seeming to say that where possible, you should do it on your day goy. Listen, parenthesis, this is talking about something, the Lashon of the Mechaber is Kol Sheregiim Las V'Chol. You can do for a Chole anything which you would normally do during a weekday. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can do anything for the Chole Sheyesh B'Sakana if not doing it may increase the Sakana if it's cold. What's the halacha if you've got Chole Sheyesh B'Sakana and you've got other things which would make him more comfortable but would definitely not add to the Sakana? That's a whole machlokes haposkim, whether you can do that or not. And maskana, the long bit halacha about it, the maskana bit halacha is, where possible, in those situations, you should only do it by day God. Now, even if he's a choli sheyesh bo sakana, we're only discussing doing things which may increase the sakana. That's this question which we're discussing. Case things which won't increase the sakana at all, although it's a big machlokes haposkim, the maskana measure seems to be that one should only do by day God. So, just to make him more comfortable, to whatever the situation may be, bring him some extra food or something, yeah, but something which don't add to the actual illness. If he doesn't get it, that one same do I need to go it, but Maskana can't avoid doing that and say as well. But the question is those things which can use of Sakana. We saw quite clearly Shabura says, no, you should do everything I need to take. Tass says you do everything out of day straw because you can't do anything, and you don't want to eat anything. And here comes the Rishabur and he says, but if it's possible to light the fire that they go, you should do it out of day. And what's even more difficult is the Orach HaShulchan, who's one who shies out, it's a Dovah Tamuah and Ech Omrim came. On that halacha, the Orach HaShulchan says exactly the same thing. That Kol Cholish and Stan Mazer is a Sakona, Oisin and Madura, Ben Esh Alidei and Yehudi, Toad Lazar Taliyot. If you can do it through a guy, better to do it Alidei. So Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Orach HaShulchan both have exactly the same apparent steerer to what they say. So the answer to this, which really is the Maskona, really of all the possible Mishnah Berurah, Shabbos Kechosa brings this down as Maskona, Kotoshani brings down the same terrace to this, and that is, that obviously there must be different kinds of situations of sakana. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah itself, when he's talking about shinui, he says, if you can do it, the Ramah says, if you can do it, below ichwa, you say shinui, you should do it, you say shinui. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's anything which you can do, beheta, lo shofke heteira v'nasev is, says the Mishnah Berurah, but hu adin mali shinui mitzakat of ma'at, if you think shinui will cause some delay, but ein hachoyle bogol, the chole is not in a situation where a short delay matters, then the sakramat get out of salutation. So in other words, there's two kinds of chole. There's a chole shesh b'sakana, where everything is boiled, every minute counts. In those situations, the Mishnah Berurah clearly passes like Tars, and that's Maskana Berurah Poskim, even though the Ramah says, no, you're not like that. In a case where every moment counts, then you don't cause any delay, you do it alidei shor, you don't do it alidei goy, because we're scared the goy won't be mazuris. But there are many cases of Choli Shesh B'Sakana which fall into the category of Eino Bogol, a Choli who is not Bogol. And a Choli Shesh B'Sakana who is not Bogol, in other words, and we'll see in practice what this means in a few minutes, if you've got a Choli and he is a Choli Shesh B'Sakana, there is danger to life, but it's not the kind of danger to life where a minute or two is going to make any difference, then it would seem that the Haskam of the Poskim, and the Orach HaShulchan brings down this same Chiluk Beferish, that the Maskana, the old Mishnah Berurah, and the Orach HaShulchan, and the Maskana, almost all the Poskim would be not like the Taz, but in situations where you're not Bohol, where you've got time to spare, then one should look to try and mitigate the Issa. Why should you Shafkina, Lo Shafkina, and Teira, Mask, Issa, why should you leave a Het and do the Issa if there's a Goy available? And it's not going to cause a delay which is going to cause any risk to life, even though it may cause a short delay. If that delay doesn't matter, then one ought to do it on your day up. And that's really the chiluk. And it's interesting that the Orach HaShulchan himself brings down, we said it before, Hashoyel Harizeh Shefer Domin. On that, the Orach HaShulchan says, obviously, Hashoyel Harizeh Shefer Domin, that's where you're talking about Chole Bochel, where you've got a situation where the minutes count, you can't start answering questions. But if you've got a case where somebody is clearly not critically ill, and you're not sure whether he's a Chole Shefer Domin or not, whether he is or he's not Chole Shefer Domin, and you've got questions, what should you do? But in that case, the Orach HaShulchan says, it's a mitzvah, you have to go and ask questions. So that's the same chiluk here, that although normally when we categorize the different kinds of chole on Shabbos, and the first category is chole sheyesh b'sakana, really that category has to be divided into two. There's chole sheyesh b'sakana, where every moment counts, a chole bohol, and you've got chole sheyesh b'sakana, where not every moment counts, or it could be a chole sheyesh b'sakana where every moment counts, but the particular intervention that you're thinking about is not one where every moment counts. For example, even though he may be critically ill, but whether the heat takes an extra minute or two to go on, that's not going to make a difference. Or whether the light takes a bit longer to put on, you're going to get the nurse to put on the light rather than doing it yourself. Even though he's a habitual seconder, but the intervention is one where minutes don't count, in that situation, as common the prosecution is, that where possible, one should do it on the day. And even the Taz himself, who's the one who's most machne in all this, or when we've got Qumra, who's one most machne that wants to do it oneself, says in Re'a Sakona Bibiru, if you see this, definitely a Sakona, then you should do it yourself and not do it. And many of these cases, which we call Kodesh Yesh Sakona, which we'll see in a minute, are cases where perhaps the Sakona is not Bibiru, but we call them Kodesh Yesh Sakona because we've got a significant concern that there may be a Kodesh Sakona, and we know that Baloch is Sofet Nefesh Pekot Nefesh, even if there's only a remote chance that it could be Pekot Nefesh, one is considered Pekot Nefesh. But it could be in those cases, even the Taz would agree that where you're not going to have to, where it's not going to cause a material delay, you should try and do it every day after. But obviously all these cases are where the delay, there's no question at all that the delay which could be caused by using a shinu or by doing it on the day Akum could in any way threaten life. So therefore, just to try and get a quick summary, a bit of halacha lemais. For Ashkenazim at least, and that's important because the Mechaber doesn't bring any of this down, the Mechaber just says you do everything on the day Kedoshim Yisrael, doesn't mention anything about Shinui, and therefore for Sfarim, Pashtus, the halacha is that you don't even think about using a goy, you do everything yourself because of Hazaris, Harifim, and Shuvach. And as I said before, Atzala would be quite useful to have a good base of Sfarim because then life is much easier. But for Ashkenazim, in the case of Sakona, which is Bohol, where there's a Bohol Sakona, the Vira, then the halakha is you don't do it through a goy, even if a goy is available. So even if you've got the ambulance driver and the goy is sitting there ready to drive the ambulance, in certain situations where you've got a case which of immediate life-threatening situations, you're worried that the goy may not go through the red light as quickly as the Hasada driver would do, and therefore the halakha is you do everything yourself, you don't use an akum. If you can use a shinui without causing any delay, would seem even that situation Ramah would hold, we would go to use a shinui, and don't do anything who's mechulik with that. But you don't have to start thinking about using the shinui, and don't do anything which may cause any delay. And for those kind of things we'd be talking about, it's not obviously not an exhaustive list, but we'd be talking about things like somebody who's collapsed, maybe a cardiac arrest, we don't know what's going on, somebody who's complaining of acute chest pain, sweating, looks ill, somebody who's acutely breathless, somebody who maybe has got very severe acute abdominal pain, somebody who's vomiting blood or losing large amounts of blood from somewhere, cases of major trauma where people have obviously had major injuries and road accidents, for example, somebody's having a major epileptic fit which is still ongoing, somebody where you've got a concern that they're having an acute stroke, those kind of things, or a woman in labour who feels she's ready to push. Any of those situations, you wouldn't start thinking about using a goy. Mishpura clearly passes like the Taz.
Losing a limb, it's not life-threatening.
And that's a whole other Indian. In strict halacha, you can't do an esterase at all for Sakana Seva. But most cases of Sakana Seva are also Sakana. It's very rare to have a situation where you're at risk of losing a limb and there's no risk to life. Because once you lose a limb, then it's going to be an ongoing risk of life. So it's very hard to find a consensus to kind of say, but that's really a separate discussion. Well, in intents and purposes, it's got the same difference as a kind of. So those kind of situations where you can see somebody's acutely ill and everybody's very, very concerned, you really think he's in a life-threatening, immediate life-threatening situation, there the halacha is that you do everything yourself. We're worried even if there's a guy standing right there, he won't be mezuzah. However, the vast majority of cases of chalisha shvasakana are not like that at all. The most common, vast majority of cases, I'm sure a lot of people will agree with this, that vast majority of their calls are not these situations where you know everybody knows what you've got to do to get the patient to the hospital within minutes in order to be able to save their lives. The most common cases are people who've got some kind of situation which is not dealt with, could be life-threatening. Somebody with very severe infection, for example, somebody with pneumonia, somebody with a severe cellulitis, people who've had an elderly person has fallen, you think they've got a hip fracture, people who maybe, most cases of burns, children who've got young children who've got unexplained fever, unwell, women who are in labour but not in not right in the critical end stages of labour. Any of those kind of situations, or cases generally where you don't know what's going on and you're worried that there's some kind of situation of sarcoma here, but not, you clearly can see the person's breathing, they're talking, they're not in a situation, extreme situation. In those situations, if you can use, certainly you should try to use a shinui wherever possible. And in those situations, if there's a guy available, one should rather use a guy rather than using these. In those situations, if I'll have to take somebody to the hospital, in that situation, the guy driver will drive them to the hospital, and that's the way it should be. And similarly, if people are faced with this situation and you have a rough idea what's going on, and let's say somebody who could get to the hospital in a taxi, then one should rather get a guy to call the taxi, or you can call the taxi yourself using a shinui, rather than calling up solid, which will cause much more chilul Shabbos on the part of the members of Hatzolah, even if the guy ends up driving the ambulance there until they've done the assessment. Obviously, we're not talking about where you've got any questions. If you've got any questions that this is a sarcomas and fossus, you call Hatzolah and don't mess about. But we're talking about cases where you can see what's going on. You know they need attention. If it was during the week, in any case, you wouldn't call an ambulance and go there. You know that looking at this patient when they get to the hospital, they may well wait for a couple of hours to be seen anyway. So what justification is there for yourself doing a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos to save the extra minute of a guy being able to do the same thing when you know that in any case there's going to be many built-in delays? So those situations what we call sekonos nosusha, ainu bottle, in those cases where possible, one should certainly use a shinui, and where there's a guy available and it won't cause any delay, one should use a guy, but one should make clear that for any bystanders that you're only using the guy because the guy is available. But if the guy was not available, you would be perfectly prepared to do this yourself. And in those situations where you do get to the, if you do end up using a guy, there's certain things one should be aware of. For example, you have to be careful with the car doors, because when you open the doors, the lights go on, so where possible you should ask the driver to open and close the doors for you, so you're getting into the hospital. If you can get somebody to walk in front of you so that you can get the doors of the hospital doors opening without having to do that yourself. Those kind of things will all be built into these cases, which are chodesh shel sakana, but which are not immediately life-threatening. And one other thing to consider is that if you do, in an emergency situation, rush to the hospital, drive the patient, let's say, to the hospital yourself, your child, and just get in the car and you drive them to the hospital, which is a very reasonable thing to do, you're going to be stuck once you're there, because all these heterim will only apply as long as you're dealing with the chola. Once the chola is out of your car and your car's stuck blocking the ambulance entrance of the A&E, you cannot move that car, because that is no longer anything to do with the sakana for the child.
Even though you might cause somebody else to
die. So the fact that you might cause them there means that you can get a guy to move it, because you may cause some delay, etc. So you can get a guy to move it, but you can't move it yourself anymore in that situation, unless there was a man standing right behind you in an emergency. But no, that might be different. But in a normal situation, one has to be very aware. Once the immediate, your responsibility for this immediate chole is finished, then you can no longer do anything to derive the yodai. And once the product handed over the patient to there, they can no longer do certain to any sort of derive the yodai. They can do amir al akum in many situations. And perhaps when pushed, possibly with some people would be mad even to do a sort of shinui. But certainly, this heterim doing malachim d'oraisa is only when you're actually responsible for chodesh.
You're allowed to lock your car in this case. You can't lock your car.
Locking the car is a problem, yeah. Moving a car, even switching off your car could be a problem.
How do you switch it off?
Again, preferably you get a guide to switch it off. If you've got a man in your car, you can stall it as you. Just in the last minute.
And you drive the car home,
does
his family need
him at home? Not himself. Can't drive himself. Could be Aliday Akum, there could be heterial events. In cases of machine and loss of love, if a professional will avoid doing it in the future if he knows that it causes a great deal of problems. So again, Amir al Akum could be put in that situation. Just finally, a word about shinui. We've spoken a lot about doing things for shinui. It's a big area, what's called a shinui, what isn't called a shinui, but just some basic guidelines is using electrical appliances, using your elbow, trying to push the receiver off the phone with the elbow, dialing with with a knuckle is probably the shinui, certainly with an elbow, or using an implement, some other implement, so you can take a fork and you fire, wood, or fork. Those are clearly shinuyim. And as far as carrying is concerned, carrying a shinui is considered a most easy way. If it's something small which has to be carried, the shinui is putting it in a hat band or waistband or putting it in your shoe. Those are clear-cut shurim. Carrying with your left hand is not a shinui. Carrying a normal light, fairly light object over your shoulder is not a shinui, because that is the way it would normally be done. So just to summarize then, that as we've said, the basic principle is you've got chayli bohol, you do everything, you don't think about shinuyim, you don't think about goyim. You can think about shinuyim if it's not performed any day at all, but you certainly don't think about goyim, of doing any day akum. The mitzvah is to do it yourself, hazoris, hariz, and shuvach, where you've got lesser degrees, even though you've got potential for chayli shuvach, then one should try and mitigate it wherever possible by using these techniques. But the basic principle, as we started off with, is that when in doubt, you have to act first and ask later. All of these things are cases where the situation is clear-cut and you know and you can see what's going on. Then obviously one should try and mitigate, and certainly Hatzolah members, doctors, have to be aware of these halachas, because they're faced with it all the time and they can never do this. Where you've got an individual who is not often faced with this. If you have any doubt at all, one has to remember the Chaybohem for the Shiyog Mustahem, the midst of the Torah, not in the Koma Bo'ilam, but in order to try and enhance people's lives, even if you're only prolonging life for a few minutes, one has to do all of these things in order to prolong life. And the midst of Shem, all of this shouldn't be Racha de Milsa, the Halacha of Lola Maisa, we shouldn't be facing these situations, but at least we should have some idea what to do.